which they could watching and fervent prayer. With strong cries and weeping, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. The Son of God prayed in agony. Great drops of blood gathered upon his face and fell to the ground. Angels were hovering over the place, witnessing the scene, but only was no joy in heaven. The angels cast their crowns and harps from them, and with the deepest interest silently watched Jesus. They wished to surround the Son of God, but the commanding angels suffered them not, lest, as they should behold his betrayal, they should deliver him, for the plan had been laid and it must be fulfilled. After Jesus had prayed, he came to his disciples, but they were sleeping. In that dreadful hour, he had not the sympathy and prayers of even his disciples. Matthew 26.
He's awesome. He can move a mountain. He meets me. Help me, Father. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Keep me in my valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm My God is awesome. 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 My God is awesome, Savior of the world. By his stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. His grace is why I'm living. Praise his holy name. My God is awesome. 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 God is awesome. Awesome. He's awesome. Awesome. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's awesome. Deliverer. Awesome. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. He's awesome. Awesome. Provider. 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 He's awesome. Awesome. Protector. 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 My God is awesome. He can move a mountain. Keep me. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength praises holy name.
Sister Marge.
Yes, I'm going to sing a song about Gethsemane. It's no longer in our hymnal because it does speak of nature in the wrong. Gethsemane and how he took the cup and became our sin bearer because of his love. It's called Into the Woods, My Master Went. Into the woods, my master went, clean forspent. Into the woods. The gray leaves were kind to him. The thorn tree had a mind to him. When into the woods he came, out of the woods. Content with death and shame, would woo him. Trees, they drew him last. 'Twas him when
amen. God. Were you there?
Tremble. Were you dear? It causes me to tremble, tremble. Were you dear when the sun refused to shine? It causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. When the sun refuses to shine, were you dear when you were you dear when dear? Tremble, tremble.
Son of God was led forth and delivered to the people to be crucified. The disciples and believers from the region round about joined the throng that followed Jesus to Calvary.
Jesus had scarcely passed the gates of Pilate's home when the cross which he had been prepared for Barnabas was brought and laid upon Jesus' bruised and bleeding shoulders. The Savior had borne his burden, but with the loss of blood and the excessive weariness and pain, when Jesus revived, the cross again placed on his shoulders and he was forced forward. He staggered on for a few steps, bearing his heavy load, and fell as one lifeless and brutally lifeless. But finally, he again revived.
Upon arriving at the place of execution, the condemned ones, Jesus and the thieves, were bound to the instruments of his face remained pale and serene, but great drops of sweat upon his brow.
There was no pitying hand to wipe the death dew from his face, nor words of sympathy and unchanging fidelity to stay his human heart. Jesus was treading the winepress alone and all of the people, and there was no one with him. While the soldiers were doing their agony, Jesus prayed for his enemies, Father, forgive them, for they know.
33:34.
That prayer of Christ for his enemies embraced the world, taking in every sinner who should live until the end of time.
Oh, the blood that was shed for you and me. Oh, the blood. Crimson love, price of life's demand. Shame floats demand. Jesus washes me. Oh, the blood of Jesus shed for me. What a sacrifice that saved my life. It's the blood. Save your son. Slain so I can live. See the man, the great I am, takes away my sin. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes me. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It's the blood heals my victory. Oh, what love, no greater love. That in my sin, yes, even then, he shed his blood for me. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes me. Oh, the blood of Jesus shed for me. What a sacrifice that saved my life. It's the blood, it is my victory. That saved my life. Yes, the blood, it is my victory. That saved my life. Yes, the blood, it is my victory. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is nothing can wash away our sins. The feet of him who brings good news, yes, and now in peace, proclaims the happy day. Our God reigns. He had no stately that we should be drawn to. He was despised and we took no account of it, yet now we raise. Out of the two, he can stand by. He is alive. God loves us so. See him. Feet is alive. Yes, we know. He is alive. Oh, God reigns. Praise the Lord.
seventh day of the week, sorrowing from the death of the Lord, while Jesus, the King of Glory, laid in the tomb. As night drew on, soldiers of the sacred spot. The watching angels knew that it was time for the release of God's dear son. Their loved commander was near. A mighty angel came flying swiftly from heaven. His light dispersed the darkness from his track, and it caused the evil angels to flee in terror and the earth to tremble and shook. Terror seized the Roman guards. Where was their power to keep the body of Jesus? As the light of the as dead. Then the angels from heaven, with a voice that caused the earth to quake, cried out, "Thou Son of God, your Father calls you. Come forth." Death could not hold dominion over him no longer. Jesus rose from the dead, a triumphant conqueror. And as Jesus came forth from the sepulcher, those shining angels prostrate before him to the earth in worship and hailed him with songs of victory and triumph. For as Jesus walked from his prison house, a majestic conqueror, Satan, knew that after a season, he must die and the kingdom pass unto Christ, whose right it was.
Amen.
Your bulletin, if you'd like, hon, and get one and to head out. It's from the book, The Story of Redemption, which is very similar to the stories that are written by Ellen White of The Desire of Ages and The Great Controversy, and it's worth reading. And this brings us closer to what Christ really dealt with for us. Sometimes I wonder how the Father, God the Father, suffered in as well. In seeing what was happening to his son. But he knew that it was important, for he loved us, he gave us.
Oh, sacred heaven. Now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thy and sworn abuse and scorn. But thy deadly and grant what language shall I borrow to thank thee for this thy dying sorrow, thy peace? Outlive my love to thee.
Be thou my consolation,
my shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. Mine eyes shall then behold thee. On thy cross shall dwell. My heart if thus dies well.
Happy Sabbath. Just do the closing. Oh yes, everybody wanna go home, eh?
Yeah.
You know, when we look at what have been said and what we have seen, it seems like it was a very dark and sad time. But I wanna tell you this morning, that this afternoon, that we have good news. The tomb is empty and our Savior is alive and well. And even at this time, he's acting on our behalf. So you don't have to be leaving this place with a broken heart. You need to leave this place rejoicing that your Savior is alive and he's working on your behalf. If you would think for a moment of time, the injustice that have taken place when Christ was arrested. He was taken by night. He was tried by night, and he was not given the privilege to call any witnesses. And everything was in a hurry. And even though he is the Son of God and he have the power to change things, and even though it was go with the plan. And you have to ask a question, as we heard, how must his father felt when all this injustice was taking place to his son, who he sent to rescue us from ourselves? For most of us here, we have lost someone who we love. And we can just imagine them, they age and they suffer and they died, and it is so painful. Some of us, we might have lost children that we have to bury, then it's even more painful when you have to bury your own children. But as we think about this, without giving him a chance to declare himself, yet still, he was not going into this by dark, with the dark side. He knew that this day would come. And yet still, he was willing to go all the way for you and I. Brothers and sisters, the cross is not there anymore. But Jesus is still here. And so I don't want us to just get caught up on Calvary. We need to look at the one who was at Calvary and is standing at the right hand, acting and you. From the foundation of the world. We have read in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, and I want you to go back there with your Bibles, because God loves us so much. He cared for us so much that he had done all that he can and will to save us. When we look at our world today and see the suffering and the pain that is happening, and all this is because the Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 that he was wounded for our transgression, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and like a sheep before his shearer, and he opened not his mouth. How many times we try to justify our innocence, yet still we are guilty. And someone who is pure, someone who is just, someone who is righteous, would take the place of someone like me. I can't understand it. Brought his son to suffer the consequences of my guilt, of my disobedience. And he did it because he loved and cared for me and you. Once the scripture said, how can we neglect such great salvation? And even today, as the world is celebrating the as important in our lives. And for many of us, the blood of Christ would have been shed in vain, because we does not recognize his infinite humanity. What a shame. We learned this morning in the Sabbath school that many will mourn because they had away and so caught up in a lie, in the make-belief, in the things that will not last for but for a moment. We swapped it, or we traded it for eternity. Let's go back to the book of Ephesians, and we will look at what Paul is saying and what God have done for us to bring that we may become sons and daughters of God. If no Jesus, no salvation. If no Jesus, no hope. If no Jesus, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I say to you this afternoon, grace be unto you. It is by grace that you are saved. It is not what you do or what you think. It is what God have done for you on the cross of Calvary in his son, Jesus Christ, that bring us this hope this morning. And I want to tell you that if we turn our back on the grace, then there is nothing more. This is not a joke. Calvary was real. The spikes in Jesus' arms were real. The weight of sin was real. He was carrying your sin, my sin, and the sins of every human being that ever breathed breath into this world. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And not only that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the wages of sin is death. We're not talking about someone who falls asleep. We are talking about someone who have been totally separated from life. And this life is in God's Son, Jesus Christ. So while we are talking about Easter, and you know what, for us that are from the Caribbean, I cannot understand how and the eggs and all of that, and the bunnies. We're talking about the Son of God here. But yet still we go with it. I even have a bun at home. But I still don't understand how that fit in with the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming back for a people we shall call by his name. One that recognizes the burdens and the penalty of sin. One that recognizes that we have a Father who loves us and wants us to spend eternity with him. And because of that, he was willing to be bruised for us. And even when there was no witness to stand up and say, that's a lie, he went to Calvary all by himself. For us this morning, when we think about this, are you a faithful witness for Jesus Christ? Do you see Jesus Christ as worthy for you even to die for him? How much do you love him? We can say he loves us. When we go back to Calvary, we can say what a savior he is. And we can sing about him and we can talk about him. But how much are we willing to give up for him? Do you know that we were alienated from God for eternity? And Jesus is the one who brings us back. We hold him all our life. But yet still, we don't recognize him. He is our surety. He paid it all for you and I. And I think that we should be grateful that, you know, when we should be so excited that we can't wait to come into his courts with thanksgiving and praise, knowing that our Savior is alive and standing in the gap for us who are helpless. I don't know what it's going to take for us to recognize the love of God that have been poured out for us. As help ourselves. Paul, as he wrote to the Ephesians, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly place in Christ, according as had been chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Even today, there are so many of us are so malicious. We don't know how to love. But yet still, we say that we are children of God. The scripture said, if we cannot love, there is God in you. God is love. So while we are looking at the cross, don't forget that it is love that brought Jesus to the cross. It is love. naked and mocked at. He was doing it because he loved you and me. First, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you love someone who doesn't even care about you? Does that make any sense in our world? You see, the things of God seem like foolishness. But God's way is different from our ways. His thoughts are different from our thoughts. And whatever he does is different from what he does. Someone to the point where they had done us something wrong and we said, I forgive you. We still have it in the back of our mind that, you know, you hurt me the first time and I'm going to be opening my eyes on you this time. But Jesus Christ, while we were his enemy, while we have no desire for him, while we didn't even thinking about him, we were on his mind. And he carried us dearly in his heart. Brothers and sisters, our world is coming to a climax. And we are seeing that the love of many grow cold. And God is calling us to be a witness for him in this world that looks like it is in doom. And the only way we can do that is if the love of God is in our hearts. The Bible says that he was reviled and he did not. We need to adapt that kind of principle where we surrender all to Jesus. As the songwriter said, all to Jesus, I surrender all. All to him, I freely give. Brothers and sisters, God is coming for a church that is awakened, a church that is willing to be faithful in their witnesses. Talk about revelation, talk about these are they who keep the commandment of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Is your testimony talking about Jesus Christ this morning? Let's not be like the disciples. And they were called up and they ran away. Some of them, when he said pray, they fall to sleep. This is wake up time, church. And many of us, we may never get a chance to read here this morning and what God is saying through me this morning. We may never get another chance to say, Lord, I want you to be Lord of my life. We may never. This is not a joke. And we may be separated for eternity. I don't know what eternity looked like, but I want to be there on Jesus' side. God knew that humanity would mess up. And sometimes people is asking, why didn't God start over? You and I were in Adam and Eve at the time. We are their descendant. And so if God and his son had started over, we wouldn't stand a chance, we wouldn't be here. But when we think about the love of God, when we see the manifestation of the love of God, when we see the plan of salvation, we have to say, what a mighty God we serve. Despite all our weaknesses and all of that, God still loves us. And he still desires in the place of Christ. Would have said, Father, I am coming home. But thank God that despite the shame, despite the spit upon, despite the whipping, despite the pain and the cross carrying and all of these things and the rejection and the separation and all of that, he was willing to go all the way. I want to invite you and encourage you this morning to press on. Don't give up. No matter what is happening, don't give up. Jesus had you and I and his mind before the foundation of the world. We are important to him. We are valuable to him. And this is why he is not ashamed to be numbered with us. I don't know about you, but I remember when my mom was alive, I tried to spend as much time with her, especially when she was getting older, because I sensed that she would not be here with us forever. But we have a Savior who time doesn't matter to him. All he's saying, my children, come home. I want you. About time. Time is with me. All I'm asking you to do is to come and to surrender your will. And I will make you a new creation. Brothers and sisters, Jesus, and he executed that plan, and he had even a greater plan to return to take us home. What a day. What a day that will be. When we see our King coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, then we will be able to say, Lord, we have been waited long. While we are waiting, brothers and sisters, let's not forget that Jesus Christ is faithful to us. Wait, wait, I'll be back. I shall return. The tomb is empty. The cross is empty. But Jesus is alive. He is standing in the presence of the Father. And he is acting on your case and my case. And every time we fail, he said, my blood, Lord, Father, my blood. Remember my blood that have been spilled for Raymond. Remember my blood. And brothers and sisters, though men may condemn you, the Bible says that when we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive your sin and to heal all, not some, but all unrighteousness. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. As long as we're not walking according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, there is hope for you this morning. There is a place around that table with your name on that chair. And heaven will never be the same if you had not accepted your place. It's not about the bunny. It's not about the eggs. It's not about the bread and the fish. It's not about the bun and cheese. It's about the blood of Jesus Christ that have been shed to make you whole. I wish I had time to share the word of God. Because you see, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is coming soon. Because he who eat of his body and drink of his blood had passed from death to life. Nothing else can guarantee you a future than the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Yes, we partake in communion, but it has to go more than just partaking in communion. It's a guarantee us a future. I don't know. When I look, and I have to mention this, when I look at the blessing that God have entrusted to this church, and yet still we ignore it. You know, when I look at Sabbath school sometime in the morning, a few people at Sabbath school, brethren, it's wake up. It's wake up. Of Jesus and to learn of him. The apostles and the disciples, they spent 3.5 years, but yet still, that was not sufficient, because when the time of temptation came, they ran away. And I'm calling upon you, brothers and sisters. It might sound harsh, but I'm calling upon you because the enemy wants to any mercy for anyone. But Jesus Christ, when he stretched forth, look at humanity that we were helpless. He said, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done, because I love my creation. What a love. Oh, if we could love a little bit as he loved, what a world this would be. What a difference it would make in our homes. But I'm praying that heaven will be my home. And I hope you are praying that you too will make it there. The songwriter said, for you, I am praying. I'm praying for you. It is prayer time, my brothers and sisters. We have to that I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. The time after all that ye have done for me, am I ready to go home with him? And I pray that by God's grace and his mercy, that all of us, those that are on Zoom, those that are here, may be making that preparation to go home to spend eternity with Jesus. And he's standing in your place, representing you before the Father today. Would you give him a chance in your life? Would you say, Lord Jesus, come into my creation so that I know what the tide be. You see, it's one thing when everything is going good, we can talk about Jesus, you know, we can sing about him. But when we are in the valley, is Jesus still worthy to be praised? I would invite the congregation to stand as my brothers and sisters, just take what God brings to you this morning seriously and give Jesus Christ a chance in your heart.